what I think we have to do is reprioritize public education in Florida. And let's review what the facts are. When Governor Scott came into office, one of the first things he did in his first budget was cut $1.3 billion out of education, gutted it. It's unconscionable, unbelievable that somebody would do that. And I think that the first focus for our administration would be to restore those cuts. You know, we did a bus tour all about it for several days during the course of the campaign. And restoring the cuts is mission number one. We have to do it. We have to get, you know, respect back for our school teachers. They have been demoralized, Matt, and I talk to them each and every day across the state. We have to lift their spirits so that they can have renewed energy in their job and do what's right to make our schools the very best they can be, and that's what I would do first.
When you talk about restoring the cuts, though, Governor Christie, I mean, hasn't Governor Scott already done some of the work for you? He's put a lot of that money back into education after that first year.
Not enough. And what's more important is how much you spend per pupil. The per-child funding, under my administration, during the Great Recession, let's have the proper context here, was higher than in any year Rick Scott served as governor when he had almost $3 billion surplus. So what we don't have is a revenue problem. We have a governor in Rick Scott with a priority problem. You have to prioritize our children, our teachers, and invest in education. And most importantly, as I said, the student funding per student is the most important aspect of it.
How would you prepare for another economic downturn? You referenced the Great Recession. Teachers were laid off. Funds were cut there. What did you learn from that, and how would you do things differently this time around?
Well, I think we have to reexamine the fact that most Floridians understand that one person didn't cause the global economic meltdown. Frankly, it was a bunch of greedy people in Wall Street wanting to have mortgages on the cheap that caused what happened to our economy. And so I think what you have to do is continue to be an open-minded, reasonable, and practical leader, as I was before. Imagine if I hadn't been governor the 4 years I was, and instead it was Rick Scott, for example, and the Recovery Act came into being under President Obama. He said it was an absolute mistake. Rick Scott said it was an absolute mistake for me to have taken the recovery funds. And, you know, if he had been in office and had not taken them, he would have had to fire 20,000 Florida teachers. I mean, if we were to have a double dip and a problem with the economy again going forward, the last guy you want in office is a guy who's not willing to work with others, work across the aisle, and would reject Recovery Act funds that, frankly, got us through a very tough time in Florida.
Let's talk, too, about the Florida Education Association. Now, they've endorsed your campaign for governor. There has been some controversy over the implementation of Common Core standards in the state, and the FEA says the state is lagging behind in training teachers and developing curriculum. I mean, first of all, how's the state, you know, how well has it done with implementation of those 2010 Common Core standards, in your view?
Terrible. They aren't doing anything well in terms of implementation of standards in Florida. You got to realize, Matt, under Rick Scott, we've had four education commissioners in 4 years. I mean, they're incompetent. You know, they change the grading system so they get more A's and B's. I mean, we've seen it in the press. They do it all the time. When you have that kind of leadership, which is a lack of leadership, frankly, we have no true accountability in education in Florida right now. We have teachers that are forced to teach to the test instead of teaching, you know, and giving students the opportunity to learn subject matter. I mean, it's a mess. And I know that teachers are frustrated, students are frustrated. But, you know, not too long from now, we're going to have a chance to fix it all. And it's called Election Day.
Your opponent, though, has said that, you know, he's also calling for a thorough investigation of standardized testing. Is that something you're looking for as well?
Realize what he just said. He's looking in them, you know, investigate what I'm doing. Investigate what's happening under my leadership. What? Why don't you just do your leadership right and you won't have to call on your own education department to be investigated? I mean, that's Alice in Wonderland.